When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. On yesterday's award-winning program.
Award-winning.
Our very own Mike Hawk brought us the story of an inmate in a French prison who escaped. Now, was his escape some Shawshank Redemption-style breakout 20 years in the making? Not at all. He escaped from prison by hiding in the suitcase of another inmate who was being released legally. That's it. And it worked. Now, last week, a woman named Svetlana Dali, she was sentenced to time served. What was her crime? Well, she's one of the repeat stowaways who illegally hitches rides on commercial flights. And she is neither the first nor the last person to do so. A guy in Philadelphia, he managed to sneak onto a flight there. He was caught. And in addition to 1 year probation, he owes American Airlines $60,000. Now, essentially, the stowaways were attempting to smuggle themselves. And frankly, I would think that airports deal with more smuggling attempts than anywhere else on Earth. Drugs, money, gold, most recently tarantulas, and not a few tarantulas. Customs officials at an airport in Germany, they looked inside of containers labeled chocolate sponge cake. And instead of chocolate sponge cake, they found 1,500 tarantulas. Yes, you heard that correctly. 1,500 tarantulas. Kind of proves the point. People will attempt to smuggle anything. We had a guy who hid turtles in his pants at the airport, live birds in a duffel bag, or if you're like me, a flask at an elementary school performance. Look, it's the worst kept secret, all right? I'm rolling over the flask. I don't want to be there. You don't want to hear the thing. But inevitably and mercifully, it was up like a 10-minute intermission. I go out to the parking lot, choke down a few cigarettes, and what do you know? A lot of fathers seem to follow me out there. And we all get a little nip, and then a little toke, and then the rest of the performance is wonderful. But that's what we're talking about today. I'm not alone. People try to sneak in flasks to places, sneak joints into concerts, all that kind of stuff. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. Our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, we want to know, successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,353. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat coming up. Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin today. The official title of this is 10 Country Covers That May Have More Soul Than the Original Version.
More soul than the original version?
Yes.
Okay.
So
that's what I think of when I think of country music. I'm like, man, soul. The soul they've got.
Well, in my mind, it's either a better version or it's not.
You might do it. I mean, look, Johnny Cash, he basically did a better version of every song he covered.
Sure.
He had some kind of soul, but also, you know, late in life, he's kind of reflecting on things. But I would say modern country music that I hear, whether you like it or not, I don't associate soul with that at all.
Yeah, so I'm assuming
maybe
that the Stapleton.
Right, Stapleton right. Might break it out, but that I don't think that's what they're going for.
But, yeah. I mean, country artists covering a who's who, everybody, Metallica, Pearl Jam, Nirvana.
Pearl Jammy Jam.
Pink Floyd, believe it or not. Springsteen, Oasis. All covered by country artists.
Springsteen, I feel like, lends himself to country music.
Yeah, that's kind of an easy. I mean, if you listen to Nebraska, it's basically country.
It's called Nebraska.
4:30 coming up. We'll send spin with the with 10 country covers coming up. And today we're going to talk about smuggling, whether you were successful or not. What did you smuggle? Was it you? Did you happen to sneak into someplace? That is our question as we... bring up the story that custom officials discovered on Monday. They released photos from a seizure of roughly 1,500 young tarantulas that were found inside plastic containers that had been hidden in chocolate sponge cake boxes shipped to an airport in western Germany. Now, customs officials found the shipment at the Cologne Bonn airport in a package that had arrived from Vietnam. They were tipped off by a noticeable smell that did not resemble the expected aroma of 15 pounds of delicious chocolate sponge cake. Cologne Customs spokesman Jens Allen said, my colleagues at the airport regularly supervised by the contents of prohibited packages from all over the world. But the fact they found around 1,500 small plastic containers containing tarantulas in this package left even the most experienced among them somewhat speechless. He hailed an extraordinary seizure, but one that saddens us to see what some people will do to profit purely off of animals. Many of the eight-legged creatures did not survive the trip in a suspected violation of German animal welfare rules. While survivors were given to the care of an expert handler.
Cool.
He said the estimated value of the shipment is being assessed. Criminal proceedings are underway against the intended recipient, in part for alleged violations of failure to pay the proper import duties and make the proper customs declarations, according to the office. Now, I don't know what the value of tarantulas are.
Don't know.
But I do know this. We used to work with this lady. I'm pretty sure Brenda, if I'm not mistaken. And she had a friend
that lived like in, the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, or I don't know where
it was. Kind of Caribbean-ish, if I remember.
Right.
That's right.
But anyway, she goes down there, and she's going to visit her friend.
She'd been talking about this trip for like a month, right? And we're kind of jealous because of where this woman lived. And again, I don't remember, but it's like, I'm going to go visit her. She lives in this tropical paradise. Yeah. And, I mean, she is
counting
down the days.
So she's on the side of this hill, and the driveway, which is paved, goes up to her home.
Yeah,
right? So apparently, a tropical storm or a hurricane was blowing in.
It was coming in.
Exactly right. The same time when she arrived. She beat the storm, but what she did not realize is, and what I'd never heard in my life, are what the animals do and how they seek refuge before the storm hits. We're talking thousands, tens of thousands of tarantulas are moving up the hill. Okay?
Including this woman's driveway.
You could not walk up the driveway without stepping on 50 of these things. They were everywhere.
Right, it's like a giant moving carpet.
The entire hillside is covered in this army of tarantulas.
And keep in mind,
they're marching up the hill.
They're not just on the hill. They're also on the street and the hill that now slopes down. So, like,
the cab driver dropped them off. They opened up the door. And, I mean, they're stepping on them.
Well,
they can't avoid them.
She had said that. So she went down alone. Her friend is in the house, and she realizes there's tarantulas everywhere. And like any normal human being, this skeeves her out. So she's sitting in the taxi. You know, like, hang on 1 second. Let me call my friend. Cab driver's like, cool. She's like, hey, man, I am like at the bottom of your driveway. The guy does not want to drive up the driveway. Like, how do I get to your house? Because there's a bunch of tarantulas. And her friend was like, well, you got to walk up to the house. She's like, but there's a lot of tarantulas. She's like, right.
Yeah.
You
got to
walk through the tarantulas.
You do.
I would have gone back to the
airport. But she said it was perfectly fine. Just walk on up. Don't worry about it.
And they did. I mean, they did attack. Yeah. It's nothing like that. It's just the sense of doing that.
So why are we scared of tarantulas? Or why was I always scared of them?
What is hairy spiders?
But what do they do? They bite you?
They can. And most of them are non-lethal. I mean, look, man, it's just appearance.
Okay, so there's nothing really inherently that you have to worry about.
I mean, small animals, sure.
If a tarantula is crawling on my body, I am safe. Is that what you're saying?
You are safe. You're probably not calm, but you're safe. And look, I know this to be true.
I realize a venomous snake could slither over top of me, but it has the potential to do some damage.
But see, I'm not scared of a venomous snake. Snakes just don't bother me. I would be wary of a venomous snake, obviously, because it's venomous. Snakes don't bug me. Tarantulas, for the most part, perfectly harmless. Mm-hmm. However, if there were one in my bed, if there were one on my body, I would lose my mind. But listening to the story, just think about all the things that you hear about people smuggling at airports, where they choose to smuggle things, what it is they're trying to bring in. You know people are going to have drugs. That's not going to shock anyone. But I would like to work customs just for 1 week at an airport just to see the things that either people try to bring onto the plane or things that people try to smuggle off.
I think the most impressive one for me is the airport in Hawaii. I mean, you want to talk about not being able to get anything in. I mean,
no, they don't
want it. Nothing. Because, you know, if you go to Kauai, there's really no natural predators, so to speak.
Yep.
That's why there's chickens and roosters running around everywhere. There's no snakes. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
And
when you go to the airport, whether it's a piece of fruit.
Nope.
You can't bring. I mean, you name it. I mean, you can't get in there with anything.
Well, I think they probably look at the lower 48 and go, look, all this invasive crap
all the tourists have from Asia, and it's in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
You know, I mean,
everywhere. Here. And there are zero exceptions to this.
Dude, I watch those smuggling shows all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, most of it, it's not drugs. It's food.
Really?
Yes. Well, think about the Mexican bologna.
Right.
People come from other countries, and they just want to bring stuff back.
So are they kind
of
unaware?
Very odd to us, but they love, and they're just like, you cannot bring this into the country.
But most of these people, they're kind of innocently trying to bring it, right? Like, they don't necessarily know.
Some of them you could tell are bringing stuff back because they're going to put it in their restaurant or something.
Yeah, well, dude, I saw a woman I felt so bad for. If she would have checked her bag, she'd have been fine. A guy I know who does security at the airport, he's going through the bag, so I walked over there to say hey to him, and he's pulling out, like, and she's Canadian, all this stuff from Trader Joe's. Like their hot honey.
Oh, and she wants to take it back up to Canada.
Their salad dressings.
Yeah.
They don't have Trader Joe's. You know, I never really. So I'm pretty sure that there was like a dude for a while who was driving down to the United States, and he opened up like Trader John's in Vancouver and just sold back all the stuff that he was buying at Trader Joe's because they don't have Trader Joe's. But, I mean, you could just see the look on her face like, if I would have just checked this back.
If you'd have checked it, you'd be fine.
So I was going to say, like, can she just not go back out? You know, like, with her bag, and just check it.
And check it, yeah, and get
and
back
then just
in
walk through back security? I think you can.
Oh, can you?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. Just because you're getting your bag. But
so
see,
wait, you just can't.
Maybe when they pull all that stuff out of that carry-on, you know, unless they walk them out physically, they don't, you know, you could just take off and go to the.
Well, I think she probably just was over the limit of ounces.
Correct. Like the size of the bottle. You know
correct.
What I mean? Bigger than 8 ounces or whatever.
But like food, you can pack. Like I have friends that were shocked, but like traditionally, if I fly back from Baltimore, I will put like a cold thing and either my mom's chicken salad or Lito's pizza. Yeah. People are like, you could do that? I'm like, oh, yeah.
Right.
I don't mind.
It's going to stay fine because it's so cold.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put it in your carry-on or you're checking this stuff?
So I put it, if I have a check bag, I'll put it in my check bag.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to die, but I roll the dice sometimes. With
5-hour pizza. Just put it on top.
Yes.
Okay.
They burned us, man.
5-hour pizza.
We were coming back from Mexico, and we went through Houston. That was the thing. So, and customs is so weird to me, because you land back in the States. Your bags are waiting for you. You claim your bags. You go through customs. They check all your crap. And then for whatever reason, even though you're in a secure location, you have to go back through TSA security again. I mean, absolutely. I think it's
especially on international travel.
But so we get back, and when our luggage comes down, we realize one of the handles has been broken off of one of our smaller checked bags. But it's still tiny enough we can make it a carry-on. So I'm like, man, they broke the goddamn handle up. We're like, whatever. We'll just make it a carry-on. No big deal. Because the issue was, when the handle broke off, the tag for its final destination is now gone. So we went to an airport guy and we said, hey, you know, we don't care that you broke the handle, but our tag's gone. He goes, man, you got to make it a carry-on because we don't know where this bag goes. They won't even let it on the plane, blah, blah, blah. We said, fine, whatever. Use it as a carry-on. So we get flagged all of a sudden. Whose bag is this? Like, that's our bag with the broken handle. She unzips it. Now, keep in mind, we've been to Mexico, so there's all this like sunblock crap, all this hair product for the kids.
So you can't, you had to take all that out and throw it away, I guess.
Uh-huh. And the woman, right, so she could see the look on my face, and she's like, well, sir, you know, there's a certain number of ounces. I said, listen, I travel a lot. I know all of that. The reason I'm pissed off, I'm like, your airline. I'm not mad at anyone about that. I said, but it broke the effing handle off of our effing suitcase, so we lost the final destination tag. That is the only reason that this is a carry-on. So it almost seems like a setup. Now it's going to cost me, because my wife estimated about $90 to $100 worth of product. And so the woman's like, well, we have to dispose of it. And I told her straight up, do me a favor to make me less angry about this. Keep it for yourself. This is really, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously, I was like, look, it's good stuff. Keep it for yourself. We just bought it before the trip, but thanks.
We stay at the airport. Every major airline has a sizable team of people tasked with catching travelers who attempt to use them to facilitate illegal transport. And that includes Atlanta's Hartsfield at the busiest hub in the world. They recently detected a sizable haul that led to an influencer being charged with trying to transport $3 million worth of marijuana to Brazil.
Damn.
Now, as the story goes from Bro Bible, nearly half of the states in America have legalized recreational use of marijuana over the past couple of decades. And while it's become increasingly normalized, it's still illegal at the federal level as a Schedule I substance. As a result, you usually want to avoid boarding an airplane with any form of weed in your possession, especially if you're headed to another country where the drug is outlawed. That includes Brazil, which decriminalized the possession of marijuana for personal use in 2006. But
you can't bring it.
You can't. It's illegal to sell and traffic the drug within its borders.
What if you said, I'm not selling this, sir. This is a gift.
If you're going to
personal use.
I'm gifting this to someone.
$3 million worth.
Yes.
I don't ever want to have to buy it again.
I like them a lot.
According to Fox 5, a man named Vance Ray Randolph allegedly attempted to do that when he made his way to Hartsfield, Atlanta International Airport, for a flight to São Paulo on June 28th, only to attract the attention of Customs and Border Protection agents who flagged his luggage with and executed a search before discovering the haul that he had, which included 24.39 pounds of hashish.
Damn,
hashish.
Bless you.
34 pounds of hash. Wow. Okay. 12.35 pounds of THC wax. Wax is not heavy, folks.
No.
That is a lot of wax. 4.6 pounds of leaf marijuana. We continue. 1.21 pounds of pasty marijuana. What is pasty marijuana?
You get it off a woman's cleavage.
I don't know.
Pasty, I have no idea.
Pasty marijuana.
I don't know.
Is that like a paste, I guess?
I guess. Maybe.
Yeah. According to the Atlanta Police Department, the drugs in question have an estimated street value of $2.97 million. And public records show that Randolph was hit with marijuana trafficking charges after being booked at Clayton County Jail. It would appear he's been released on bail, but it's currently unclear when he is scheduled to appear back in court. Now, this was probably in the So I got into a car crash, and I had to go to rehab, and I got a settlement check. All right? So I think that settlement check was $5,000. No, hell no. I wouldn't blow it on drugs.
At the time, you know what you
should have done?
I blew it on a trip to Jamaica.
Yeah.
So I get done with all this. I have $5,000. I mean, I have never, ever had that fall into my lap before.
Sure.
I'm looking at that check like, oh my God, this is nuts. So at that point in time, Air Jamaica was flying out of BWI. By the way, if you ever get a chance to fly Air Jamaica, the talent is rich.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I will just say that.
I've seen him just board in the flight
in
Baltimore and been like, gracious.
Smooth operator.
Oh, yeah. Everyone looks like Chardonnay, right? Get on the plane, get down there, have a wonderful time, went to Ocho Rios, and on one of the final days, well, my dad kind of tipped me off on something before I left, because I was taking my golf clubs down, and he's like, regrip your clubs, just throw all the weed down in the shaft,
you know
what I mean, just do that deal. So I got this big-ass bag of weed, I take all of the grips off of my clubs, like four or five clubs, and I just start basically, getting everything nice and broken up, and I'm just shoving weed down into my golf clubs with the help of a coat hanger from the hotel, just jamming it down there. And probably got about, honestly, I would say at least 2 to 3 ounces of weed.
Damn. All right.
Which at the time down there was about $60,
mm-hmm.
$70, somewhere in there. It was outdoor weed. It was sticky as hell. It reeked. By the time I put those covers on or re-gripped the clubs, you couldn't smell anything.
Right. Airtight, man.
Air freaking tight. So I get home.
You couldn't smell anything.
I really couldn't. I mean, but I'm telling you what. You should have seen the size of the bud this guy gave me. It was amazing. I mean, I'd never. It was so sticky and gummy because it was outdoor weed.
Yeah.
This thing was at least a foot and a half long. I mean, just one of these buds.
Yeah.
It was like, God. I mean, at the time, I wanted to take pictures, but I believe that was the day of, I think I had like a, maybe one program where you sent the digital into, or you had to go to a grocery store and give me your camera, or I can't remember.
You gotta get it developed.
I still had to get it developed. So I wasn't gonna take
don't do it.
I wasn't gonna take a picture of this giant, and my phone did not have a camera on or anything. Yeah. I don't even know if I had a phone then. Anyway, so I get it all in there and got home and everything made it there fine. And smoked all that weed. I saved a bunch of it just because, you know, I was like, it was really good weed. I was trying not to just rifle through it, but it was so hard not to smoke. The problem with that weed was, because it was outdoor weed, you would smoke some of it, you'd have this brown black ring all the way around your lips.
Oh, yeah.
Stinky lip. You could barely open up your mouth because it was just like you super glued it shut. So at any rate, about, 2 or 3 years go by, and I'm playing golf, and I hit a lousy ass shot. I took my club over, banged it in the ground. I was in a sand trap, and I heard what sounded like a rain stick. Like,
right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. And so I start shaking this club, and I'm like, man, there is a lot of weed
still
in this club. So when I get home, I took the grip off again. I start, it was a ton of weed that I missed. Now, keep in mind, this weed is three or four years old.
Yeah.
At that point, you know? It was as green as when I put it in there. It was as wet as when I put it in there. It was almost like I put it in a time capsule.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I wonder if this stuff will still get me. I sat on the couch for about 10 minutes just zoning off, just looking around like, oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God. That weed was still good.
Uh-huh.
And I could not believe I did not get all that. I felt like I'd struck gold again.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's like finding money in your coat pocket.
Yeah, but
I know it's mine, but it's cool to find.
But this is also before even maybe one state had medical marijuana. I don't know who the first one was. I mean, it was basically illegal everywhere to the point where I didn't even want to smoke it like out on my porch so my neighbors wouldn't smell it. Because I had guys who worked for NSA and
other things. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
They probably already knew you smoked it.
Well,
it's
I know.
Weird at the golf clubs, you know.
But like anything else, you're either like, I'm cool with that, or you're like,
I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, you're a drug dealer. I got a drug dealer in my neighborhood. Kind of a difference, you know.
My buddy used to smoke, and his wife didn't know. She knew that he used to smoke, all right? And so she was kind of strict with him about smoking weed, but he still always got weed. And at this point, he had like a 3-year-old kid or something like that. No, not even that old, still crawling. And so we would get together, and we'd smoke weed, and he'd kind of clean himself up a little bit, and he'd go home, and his wife never pieced it together. Well, I get a call from him one day, and he's like, hey, man, I just want your advice about what to do. I'm like, what's up? And I can't remember his wife's name, but he's like, you know, Sheila really doesn't like weed, does not like me smoking weed. I'm like, it's fine, man. There's always been a workaround for like 2 years. He goes, right. But when we get weed, we sit there together, and it's a very conversational, social thing because you're separating the seeds from the weed back in the day.
Yeah.
And he would take all the seeds and throw it out in his backyard. In like a traditional Baltimore backyard, it's mostly just a cement parking pad, but there's a couple of cracks here and there. And he goes, man, I got weed growing out of all of the cracks in my backyard. I'm like, so what's the problem? He's like, it's really good weed, but I don't know if my wife can identify. She just thinks they're weeds, so to speak. He's like, but I want to let it grow. But if she sees that I'm not growing, and he inadvertently became a weed grower.
Yep.
And I said, look, man, I said, this is just me. Sometimes you just got to take things on the chin and let a spouse be angry. Grow that goddamn weed. Save yourself some money. And if she doesn't know the difference, no harm, just tell her one of the things I will do for you. I will take care of the gardening outside. So it worked for him for about a year and a half, and then she finally pieced it together.
Yeah, sewer treatment plant at the bottom of the hill where I grew up. It had barbed wire fence around the top, that coiled
stuff. Yeah.
So you could not get in there and mess with a pump or any of that stuff. The entire perimeter of that sewer treatment plant was tomatoes, squash,
mm-hmm.
watermelon would grow,
oh, yeah.
Pumpkins, and weed. If you swallowed a seed, if you threw a seed into the, it all collected
there,
collected
and grew.
There, and I mean because of the poop. I mean,
yeah, had to grow great,
booming. Like all the stuff around the perimeter is booming, like the best garden you've ever seen. I don't think you could eat any of that stuff.
Would you smoke it?
I would smoke.
I would smoke my weed.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind smoking it, but I ain't gonna eat it. Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Our question, successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jay. Reel it in, man. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Oh, come on now. So even though, like, mine's a weed story, but, gee, that's not near as cool as the last ones you guys were talking about.
Well, we're terrible people.
Yeah.
That was a one-shot deal.
Oh, yeah, terrible people. So also, I'm a FedEx driver, so I'm driving right now.
All right. How many packages do you think have drugs in them?
Other than that, it was a couple years ago. I smuggled in some weed on accident. I went to a car racing show in Monroe. And they even patted me down. And, like, but the guy, like, security guy that was patting me down was too overwhelmed with, like, the smoking hot woman behind us.
Yep.
So he, like, literally did, like, the baby pat down. And I didn't even notice it either. I'm like, I forgot. It was only, like, a 20 sack.
Doesn't matter. They can get you. They'll get you.
Yeah, well, we ended up doing. Because I went with, like, 10 buddies, and he had the weed pipe, and then he forgot his weed. And then I'm like, well, guess what? I made it through that. And then so we took turns hotboxing porta potties.
How much weed do you think actually is transported, like, through packages? Like you said, you work for FedEx, UPS, the mail service, all those things.
It was like a 20 sack, but I also, like, years later, out in Tumwater, since I've had worked at a weed warehouse, so I've been used to seeing pounds and pounds and pounds and that type of stuff.
Yeah, I'm just curious how many people try to mail it.
I knew someone who... In my mind, mailed an extraordinary amount. This was before it was legal, right? So she's one of those loose-living women, right? Lots of fun, joy to be around, we're having this party. We're talking about weed because I want to say at this point, maybe Washington was debating at least decriminalizing it. She's like, oh, man, I don't care about that. I got some friends in New Jersey who'd come out to visit me. They really like the weed here. So I sent them like a pound and a half. And we're like, you sent it to them. How? It's like, I put it in the goddamn mail. It's like, wait a minute. You put a pound and a half of weed... In the mail. She said, yeah, I did. She goes, I sealed it up. I put it in a box. I went to the post office. They weighed it. It weighed a pound and a half. I paid for postage. My hands here are done. I'm like, oh, my God. She never got caught. Yeah. But it just blew my mind. Like, that's just not something I would do. International borders and the U.S. postal system. I'm like, just don't mess with them, man.
The one I did it once.
You mailed weed?
Years ago. I was going to New York City with a buddy. And, like.
I think I know the buddy.
Yeah. So he was like, we got to get. Washington weed out there, and I was like, I don't know. So we mailed a pair of brand new shoes to the hotel we were staying at. Okay. Right? Now, of course, the hotel's in my name, and when we get in there, they're like, Mr. Smith, two things. I was like, all right. They're like, first, we got to move your room so it'll be an upgrade, but your view's going to suck.
Okay.
Okay. And then they said, oh, come over here. And I walk over there, and, you know, you could kind of feel your heart racing a little bit. And they're like, good, here's your package. Went upstairs, unwrapped it, and there was the Nikes with in the box still with an ounce of weed in them.
Nice. Well done.
We almost got in trouble, too, in Hell's Kitchen. Because this doorman was like, you guys reek of weed. I'm not letting you in. And then my buddy just goes, do you want the other half of the blunt? It's from Washington State. And he was like, go ahead in.
For real.
Nice. My roommate, first 2 years, lived with him. Then he went on and got some different roommates. One of the dudes was from New Jersey. Affluent family.
All right.
Pretty well off. And his thing was cocaine. He loved cocaine.
Of course.
He dealt cocaine.
The rich guy?
Yeah. Believe it or not. Shocking. From New Jersey.
Wow. I'm blown away.
Mind blown. he sold a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
But he would get all of his cocaine in New York or New Jersey, somewhere up there. At any rate, at the Morgantown Airport, you could actually go in like a private jet. Mm. You could get a personal flight.
Okay.
You could get a flight. I mean, you could go there, you just pay in cash, and they'll fly you where you
want to
go.
If you are affluent, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it was. You go up there and you pay, and then they'll fly you wherever you want to go. So those two idiots, about once every 2 months, would hire the same guy. They would fly to some place in New Jersey. His roommate would go and get whatever he needed to get from the guy at the parking lot. They'd get back on the plane and fly back with however much that he got.
Mm-hmm.
And they made enough money where they were able to pay for the flight.
Yeah. I had a...
From the sale of their goods. That's how much they were picking up.
I had a friend. It wasn't really a friend.
I was like, this is insane, guys.
It's someone I knew. He was a private pilot. Same thing. And he's like... Basically, you'll get a call, and within 24 hours, whoever your client is, then they want to go wherever it is they go. So he's like, no, I fly across the country. He is the ex-husband of Dizzle's sister. So you guys know Dizzle. So her next youngest sister was married to this guy. Turns out he's a psychopath. But anyway, one time he did fly out to Seattle. So it's like, hey, meet me at the bar. I'm not going to drink. He was good on that tip, right? So he's there with his co-pilot. And every time I saw this guy, he's wearing sweats, flip-flops, backwards baseball cap. When he shows up as a pilot, man, clean cut, perfectly pressed uniform, right? Super professional. I'm like, well, who are some of the people you fly around? He's like, I can't tell you that. It's almost like the HIPAA of the
private. No, you can't. Yeah. So not on private flights.
I'm like, all right, how many of them are up to no good? He's like, look, man. He goes, some people, you know who they are. You've heard of them. And they're kind of up to no good, but because they're of celebrity status, it doesn't really matter. And I'm like, are they bringing drugs on the plane? He goes, I don't ask, but yes. And he goes, because you know who these people are. This is what they do. And he goes, but there's an occasional client, and your story reminds me. He goes, this guy looks like an absolute dirtbag. Like, you wouldn't let him into Walmart kind of guy. And this guy's had, like, 7 flights with me, and they do ask for this particular guy by name. He just has, like, a duffel bag or a briefcase. He's like, I have no question that he has drugs in there, right? He doesn't want anything when you get on the plane. They offer you a drink. He's like, nah. That's basically all he has to say. We drop him off, whatever. We wait in town within 6 to 12 hours. You get the call back. Guy gets on the plane. He has a different duffel bag, a different briefcase. And we fly his ass back to from whence he came. And we don't see him again until we get another call. But he's not the guy that calls. He's just the passenger. But he said the first time they picked him up, we get off the plane, and they think a homeless dude has wandered onto the tarmac. It's like, so we're talking to security and all this kind of thing, and security goes, no, no, that's the guy. And he goes, he looks at him. He goes, no, no, the guy we're flying. He goes, that's the guy. He said, is he like a convict? Like, where are the cops? Like, hey, man, look, we don't know what to tell you.
Jesus.
That's the guy. Yeah. He goes, but he never looked, even had different clothes on, but always looked like crap. And he goes, I know I'm helping this guy deliver drugs, but I don't know what's in his bag. And professionally, I can't ask him, like, hey, man, is that a bag full of cocaine? He's like, you can't do it. But I know that it was. It's like, damn, man.
Oh, look.
And he's like, look, I will not get arrested. I don't know what this guy had. Whatever he's doing is entirely his problem. But
they would talk about this. They would say, like, yeah, Friday night, you're out. You're like, yeah, we're going to go to New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow's when things are coming in. Okay. All right. What time's your flight out, man? Noon. Guys, leaving at noon. Okay. So you've been doing your stuff. And it's like 4 in the afternoon.
And he's back?
He's back.
Yeah, right.
Like, it was an hour and a half flight.
Yeah?
I mean, that's literally all it was.
You land, you get your crap, you fly back.
You leave. And I'm like, you're back already? He's like, yeah, man. And I'm just like, wow.
Yep. Don't ask questions.
Wow. I mean, I assume.
Wow.
Well, he's not around anymore. Obviously, he ran a little too fast, but yeah.
There's got to be times they do check private jets and private planes.
They have to.
But it's definitely not all the time.
No. There's no way, man.
Yeah.
I think it's like getting a cavity search at TSA. Like, maybe you got pulled up randomly, but you're not counting on it happening.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Another thing I would say, Ted, is if you have enough money, they're not going to check. I get the feeling whoever this guy worked for had enough cash, where it's like, you don't need to check them.
Yeah, I mean, I had somebody years ago, right? We were all going to a UFC fight, right? And he had really good tickets. And this was a lawyer that had done well in life. He couldn't. But his buddies were kind of arguing who was going to get these tickets. So he told me and somebody else, he said, why don't you just come with me? And then you could sit there for half of it and then whatever. So he booked flights on this private airline. So, I mean, we didn't have anything on us, but it just blew me away. You just sit at Boeing Field, just sitting in a room, and then the pilot just comes in and goes, you ready to go? It's like, Yeah. He's like, grab your bag, throw it on the plane.
And that's it.
That's it. And that was it.
That's it. My stepfather growing up, I was too young to drink, but he would take me to all the, so this fits both ends of this question. He would take me to Mountaineer football games. His cousin worked the gate.
Okay.
He was one of the guys that worked one of the gates going into the stadium. So we'd always go into that. And then there were always like some seats available kind of near the band, so to speak. Like the band had a section, but like around the perimeter, you know, you could get a seat or two, right? So you didn't have to listen to the band the entire time. I didn't mind. I thought it was great. But my my stepfather had a cane and the bottom screwed off of it. And it was full of four test tubes with cork stoppers in them. And he would pour whiskey into all of those. And we would get about, I don't know, half a block away from the gate. And my stepfather would take the cane. He would walk with it, just holding it. He'd put it down, start kind of limping his way in.
Right.
Limp his way to the seat, you know, and then he would get cokes with his buddies. I remember his cousin Kenny Claudio was there. They just take those test tubes out, man, start pouring themselves drinks. And there might have been more test tubes than that. They drank the entire game out of that cane. So we got in for free. They didn't sell liquor or anything like that.
Yeah, of course. Games.
Well, college football used to be the home bastion of sneaking stuff in, right? Because none of them
wouldn't sell. Yeah.
Right. But I'm with you. I mean, I remember even as a kid, and I don't think my dad and uncles never cared. I mean, one time I remember they got somebody in trouble, but these guys were like just obnoxious and screaming F words and this and that. But I remember as a kid, the guy behind us, he had like a little like fake bladder that he would wear.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Even as a kid, it seemed so cool.
Did it have a little tube that he could pull up and like suck out of it?
Yeah, he would just kind of open his jacket and put it in there. Like, I get it now, they're getting drunk, but like, sure. They were fine drunk people, so they never bugged anybody. But I remember as a kid, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
It's like the second.
I didn't even know what they were sneaking in.
It's almost like the second.
You don't know.
It's like the second act in tailgating. Like, right. You get there early. You're already doing your thing. You're already drinking. Because at least back in the day, there was no beer sales or anything like that.
So correct.
You had to go in and get a little bit tuned up beforehand.
There's a few stadiums that still won't. But like, I want to say University of Georgia, like outside of their suites, they're like, we're not selling beer. You people are already. You're already too drunk.
Yeah.
We had a guy, a kid, I won't say his name. But anyway, we're like in fourth grade, and his dad was one of those guys who's constantly working on the Camaro that's in the front yard, right? It was just always out there. And he would do little bits here and there. But as a kid, it's the coolest looking car on earth. This kid was a pretty cool kid, and we're just looking at the car. His dad's not home, and he pops the trunk. And we're like, does your dad go camping a lot? And we're all just staring in the back. And he's like, we never go camping. We're like, why does he have all these little metal canteens? And we just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And everyone we unscrewed still had a little booze in it. And then we're like, oh.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're still not, you're 9 or 10, so you're not fully tracking, but somehow you know you shouldn't let anyone know. So I remember the kid closes the trunk and just says, I'm not going to tell my mom. And we all just like, we don't know what's going on, but I think maybe we keep that quiet. Looking back, like, dad was getting hammered a lot.
Well, the problem, I've been to a couple non-alcoholic weddings. One of them involved a very, 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 very close family member.
Me too.
All right. So, but to have a flask in a church, because we were going right from the church to the reception.
Yeah.
And that was weird. So I got a flask on me. But, you know, when people sneak off, everyone, all the relatives know they're kinfolk.
Yeah.
They know who is. So when myself and Bobby and Oliver disappear and we all come walking back from the parking lot or whatever the deal is, we're getting looks from aunts, uncles, grandparents, just shooting daggers at us like, I know what you guys are doing. I know what you're out there doing. We're smoking weed in the car. We're drinking. We're getting all tuned up because there's no alcohol there.
My brother.
But I still felt guilty about it, you know, like to some degree.
My brother had a non-alcoholic wedding, which I could not believe.
Me too.
And it pissed me off because I was living in New Orleans at the time. And I'm like, I bought a plane ticket to come up here and tell me we can't drink at the reception, right? But the reception was at a different place than the church. I did not know this, but when we got to the reception hall, typical East Coast style, it's part of a major strip mall, directly next door, a liquor store. So when we got there, I told my aunt, right? And she's not a big drinker at all. A church-going woman, all this kind of crap. And I just said, hey, look, I'll say, I'm going next door. I'm not getting through this reception without buying something. And she's like, Stephen Gregory, before you take your dumb ass over to that liquor store, give me 5 minutes. I'm like, okay. I thought she was going to rat me out to my parents or something. She comes back, hands me this piece of paper. It's like, your Uncle Edward over there would like the white Hennessy.
Dude, you're taking orders.
Okay, so all the people that would normally shoot daggers, but everyone's quiet about it, right? So somehow we didn't want my brother to know. So
that was the whole idea.
So I go next door, and I'm going through this big-ass order, and the guy, you throwing a party? I said, man, honestly, I'm next door. My brother has an alcohol-free reception. Dude just started laughing. He's like, how many relatives are on there? I said, pretty much every goddamn body in there, man. I can't, like, I was a hero.
The problem with it is that this was, if my brother would have married somebody else, it would have been probably a different scenario. Mm-hmm. But her family is extremely religious. I mean, extremely religious.
I believe we call that fun.
So it was just like, I did not want to embarrass my brother. And, I don't know any of these people. I'm just meeting them, essentially. So,
yeah.
You know, it's almost like we were the derelict family marrying into, you know, the pristine, proper family.
Of course.
So every time I was like, you know, I'm talking to someone I've never met before. My breath just smells like Jack Daniels and weed, you know. Like, I'm an adult. I've got two kids with me.
Yeah, well.
I smell like weed and booze. Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803.
I only feel bad about that at, like, the parent-teacher conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they're doing it, like, say, 7:30. I'm like, okay, look, honest to God, there's a bar around the corner from the kid's school. I just, like, I'm not drunk, but I just did two shots and then smoked a cigarette out in the parking lot. So even though you're not the student, you still feel weird when they're talking about your kid, right, and everything they've noticed. And so the teachers will say something and you have to respond. So I talk a lot with my hand half over my mouth or my head turned to the side. But a teacher did come clean with me at my daughter's most recent eighth grade graduation. And she's like, oh, I'm going to miss your daughter being here. And she's like, and you? I'm like, me? She's like, you always have weed. You always have booze. I'm like, how do you know? It's like, everybody knows.
I can smell
she's
it.
She's like, every teacher here, but they like you because of that. You're relentless with it. I'm like, okay.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
And you know the bar.
I do.
It's not even like an upscale place.
Surprised you got in and got out quickly.
It's like the Star Wars bar. Hello, Deegan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So last year, during summertime, me and my fiance's family drove over to Idaho to go to Silverwood. And I have this Adidas crossbody bag and used to be a weed bag. So we thought we had cleaned it out. We go to the park the first day, the day we get there, you know, no big deal. And then second day, we get through again. And I reach in the pocket where it's, like, on the side. It's, like, supposed to hold a water bottle, but it zips up so it doesn't, like, get caught on anything.
All right.
I reach in there to, like, you know, just to put my hand somewhere, and I feel something. I pull it out, and I put it back in faster than I pulled it out, and it was a dab pen we had forgotten that was in there.
Man, listen.
You know, I mean, it's Idaho is the problem.
Idaho is at the root of
the problem is where you are, not the severity of what you had.
But I would say this,
right.
And maybe you've learned from then on, but in the last 5 or 6 years, I can say my wife and I came to the agreement, but I was told, hey, I'm going to replace basically everything that we travel with, suitcases, bags, because she goes, when you go out of town without me, it's just like, look, I don't ask questions, but I think I know what's going on. I said, and I don't offer stories, and yes, you do. So as a result of that, we would unpack, and there's evidence maybe of some narcotics that I've gotten into. I would just say that much. And she's like, I don't want to travel with these. I said, I don't either, but I can't remember which bag.
This is what you do.
I may have used.
I've got a travel car bag.
Well, that's
which
what I'm
saying. To Oregon, which I played. I'll load up with some stuff.
Yeah, but it's the thing. So
I also have a flying bag. So I separated the two. So that won't happen again.
So she said, look, again, I have bought new suitcases. And when we to this day, like the only thing that goes in these suitcases are clothes. So if I go out of town on my own, she's like, you cannot use one of these. You need to use one of your soiled, contaminated pieces of evidence. And I'm like, I can live with that. She's like, I don't want to travel with the kids. And it's like, sir, we found traces of. I'm like, yeah, good call, good call.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.